The projects are what ruined his.
There's this picture that shows the corner before the projects and when the Third Avenue L was still up. So, and that's what I see in my mind's eye when I walk to the corner. If I close my eyes, I see that to this day, before the projects.
No, the projects, when I started seeing the foundation, I saw the foundation of those projects. When we moved over here, I don't even remember what was there, but we started seeing the foundation of the projects. So you can actually see the bulldozers and everything starting to build the projects. And I don't remember anything that was there.
It was 1960 when they began tearing things down, and it was really noisy. It was very disruptive because our walking paths were completely disrupted by that. There was construction, you know, barricades. We couldn't go in this tremendous section of the neighborhood that had been where we wandered and our path to the subway, and we couldn't do that anymore. So it felt really disorienting. And the light was different. We could suddenly see a lot more sunlight. And in some ways, for a New Yorker, particularly, I don't know, I'm the kind of person that really likes shade, and I like the canyon feeling of being protected from the wind or the weather in bad weather. So I felt very vulnerable, the fact that the buildings that I loved weren't there anymore. There was no greenery. I mean, even when the projects were finished, the trees took 20 years to grow or 15 years to grow. So there were years when there were these tiny little spindly plants and no grass. And I thought that the projects themselves were not charming. They themselves are very slabby. They're at an interesting angle compared to the grid pattern that was there before. But I was very deeply unhappy. My parents were not excited about there being new projects. They didn't like the noise. They didn't like the problems.
What did people think about it?
About the projects? Oh, they loved it. The projects was... I had a friend of mine, he said he was... what was it? He was down with the revolution. He said the projects, all it is eventually when we go to war, the projects are going to be concentration camps, because there's only one way in and one way out. So, and these are this is the older guys. Like, I could be like 14 years old. This is a guy 40-something, 50-something talking about, and that's when the Young Lords and the Black Panthers. When I came to the Bronx, I saw the Young Lords and the Black Panthers. I was young. I would see them like marching around the neighborhood and doing demonstrations and all that. But yeah, the projects is like, you know, they're building a new building. Oh, cool, you know? And like I say, it's never the buildings, it's the people, you know? Everybody wanted to move in there. But yeah, the projects, oh, forget it. I remember when I was a teenager, I used to run to the top floor. It was, we had energy, like, forget it, you know. And we used to go to the roof and everything, where we used to go to everybody's house. And there was a lot of socializing in those days. And not now, forget it. My mother-in-law lives with one of them. She's 90, she'll be 96 next month. And she's been living there a long time.
I think I may have already told you, my grandparents, Grandma Zakaluk and Grandpa Zakaluk, lived in the corner building across the street, and they lived on the third floor. And at some point when the projects were complete, Grandma Zakaluk received, and Grandpa, he was still alive, received a letter that asked if they wanted to relocate one of the projects. And the enticement was elevator, because they were both fairly elderly, had a little difficulty coming up and down the steps, particularly Grandma. And so they said yes after 3 years or so. I think they let the projects get started, almost like to get the bugs out of them. to get the kinks out of them. And when they really felt that they couldn't do the steps anymore, they moved to 225 Willis Avenue in the projects, in Mitchell Houses. And they were happy that they had an elevator, but they almost never went out after that. Even though they had the elevator, Grandma Zaklouk didn't have a reason to go out. She qualified for a home health care worker, so she had somebody to do grocery shopping for her. And she went out like maybe twice a year. On a nice day, she went down and sat on the bench and talked to her lady friends. I think she also was skeptical about the projects coming. But the other thing about the projects that she liked when she finally moved to them was that she had a better view of the neighborhood out the window. So being a sort of a self-made shut-in, she could see everybody's comings and goings at her kitchen window. And she knew when you sat with her in the kitchen, she'd say, in 5 minutes, this guy with this little dachshund is going to come around the corner. He's going to stop right there and light a cigarette. And like a detective, almost, on a stakeout, only she didn't know anybody's name, but she knew exactly who would come when and who was a good guy and who was a bad guy. She just ate that stuff up.
Did people in the projects and people in the apartments mix?
Yeah, yes, they did. Yeah. Because then eventually it wasn't the Irish or whoever they were. There wasn't no more in the neighborhood. You know, they start moving out.